Little orphan Annie's come to our house to stay, to wash the cups and saucers up and brush the crumbs away and shoo the chickens off the porch and dust the hearth and sweep and burn the fire and bake the bread and earn her board and keep. And all us other children, when the supper things is done, we sits around the kitchen fire and has the mostest fun listening to the witch tales that Annie tells about and the goblins that get you if you don't watch out. Once there was this little boy who wouldn't say his prayers, and when he went to bed at night away upstairs, his mammy heard him holler and his pappy heard him bawl, but when they turned the covers down, he wasn't there at all. They seeked him in the rafter room and cubby hole and press. They seeked him up the chimbley flue and everywheres, I guess. But all's they ever found was just his pants and roundabout. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. Once there was this little girl who'd always laugh and grin and make fun of everyone and all her blood and kin. And one time there was company and old folks was there. Well, she mocked them and she shocked them and she said she didn't care. Well, just as she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide, there were two great big black things standing by her side. Well, they snatched her through the ceiling before she knowed what she's about. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And little orphan Annie says, when the blaze is blue and the lamp wick sputtered and the wind goes woo and the crickets quit and the moon is gray and the lightning bugs in the dew is all squenched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear and cherish them that loves you and dry the orphan's tear and help the poor and needy ones that clusters all about, or the goblins will get you if you don't watch out.